Fire, fury, power. My name is Legend.
Welcome to Fuel Your Drive. Do you know my name? Welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm your host, Josh York. And guys, we got a really awesome guest today. Now, you know I love music. Now, I want to kind of tell you about how this all happened. So, each morning on my Instagram, I do a wake-up call. I know you guys love the wake-up call. And someone sent me a message, said, I really think you would like this guy, Easy. I can't give you his last name yet. His music's unbelievable. So I started listening to him. I'm like, my God, this guy is super talented. Then I started listening to him. I'm like, wait, this is like the rock song. And then I was like, wait, I heard this song on ESPN. I was like, wait, I heard this song on something else too. So then I shot him a DM. I was like, your music is amazing. You're super talented. Love it. And him and I just hit it off. And guys, today's guest is about to take over the music game. I'm telling you that right now. Let me tell you, I have a very good eye. And I have a good eye for talent. That's what I do. And I see talent. I know talent. We got pure talent. Guys, welcome to the show. Easy McCoy. Easy, what's going on, bud?
What's up, man? What's up, man? You know, doing
listen,
my thing, man. Doing what's right, man.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, why don't you know, I know you've had a crazy story. And what I like to share on the show is always about how people take negatives and turn them into positives. And, you know, I know you've been through some crazy stuff, from jail to gangs and just a lot of crazy stuff. And you are just like a different person now. And you got the mindset, like you got my mindset. And that's why you and I get along so well. But my biggest thing is people always feel like they can't take themselves out of a bad situation, a negative situation, a bad household, a problem, whatever it is. And you can do whatever you put your mind to. But why don't you share everyone a little overview of your story, a little bit more about you, where you're from, so people can understand.
Well, I was raised in Seattle, Washington, born and raised. You know, for me, like coming up, just like a lot of young, you know, Black African Americans like me coming up in the ghettos of America, just the same. You know, didn't know who my father was, mom going through what she was going through. Luckily, I got to stay in my neighborhood. But, you know, when you raise a certain neighborhood, hip-hop is just a part of the culture for us. Like, that's everything. The music tells a story. So, you know, I was raised on hip-hop and N.W.A., but it went back to classics and E-40 and different people like that that was really, you know, telling stories. So that was my life. I mean, coming up, we was rapping and doing our thing on the corner, but the streets was really, you know, that overtook over the music. The music really wasn't prominent, you know? So obviously I went through that of going through the gangs, my neighborhood. I was raised in a neighborhood called Yesoterra, so they actually tore it down now, but like being raised in that neighborhood was, it was more like a family thing, but you know, coming up, I mean, we went through that, locked up, selling dope, in and out of the system. You know, surviving that in itself and thinking like how where I think right now, that's like a miracle, you know?
So let's touch on that, Easy, because, you know, people don't understand that. People think when you're in a bad situation, you know, because I like to always say, you surround yourself with four losers, you're going to be the fifth one. You surround yourself around four winners, you're going to be the fifth winner. Right. So how do you go from a situation like that? Like, what was the turning point for you where it's like, I can't do this anymore. This is not me. And you just made the change. Cause you know, I know you were sharing some crazy stuff about your sister, where she's going to school and what she's doing. Yeah. And it's just like a lot of great positivity now. So how do you make that change? Like, how do you do that?
Like you said, it's about who you with, you know what I'm saying? Who you surround yourself with. And that was my thing. I was locked up, got out. And then I was in Portland, Oregon. So I came to Portland and then I was just like, I had to change my surroundings, but sometimes that ain't easy. You know, for me, it just started going to a church thing and hearing people rap, you know, doing something. And then really just saying, okay, let me surround myself with different people. But it wasn't, you know, it ain't easy. And for some of us, that four block radius, bruh, we can't even get away from it. That's like the 99%. We ain't never, ever leaving left the corner. So for me, I was grateful. I mean, I was blessed enough to have, when I was staying with my mom, for her to take me somewhere. And you know, me to be able to get around somebody else and learn something and actually be open. But it took a minute, though. I mean, being real, because it ain't easy. And, you know, to be honest, I was around white people, and I ain't like white people. That was my thing. Like, I was raised getting beat up by the police, doing different things. But it was a cool dude that I know, and he was a white dude, and he was like, bro, I'm going to give you a job. Because I said, bro, I'm going to sell dope. I said, I'm not finna work at McDonald's, bro. I got out of jail. You're crazy. I'm not finna be in church doing that. He said, I'll give you a job. And I was naturally a hard worker. So I started roofing. then I got to know somebody else, and we got to know each other, and that surrounding of me separating myself gave me a chance to learn different from somebody that I thought was an enemy for me just because of how I was raised, which, and now today is my friend and somebody I call a mentor. So I just think it's just separating yourself and getting away from what you're usually around, because for me, man, that really wasn't something I was supposed to be accustomed to. No mom, no father. Not like that ain't really the best way you're supposed to live your life. I just found out who my dad was this year. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy to think you got to go through that. So, you know, but surroundings, man, like you said, is everything. I had to change, and it changed here. It had to start here, though. We're really only the strong survive. I don't really got no magic potion either, though. Like, if you really want to change, though, a lot of people, even homeboys I know, you can still make the excuse it ain't for us, but I know it's for me. Everything out there is for me, so I had to really do that myself. Like, it's really a relentless mind state you got to have when you feel like you're done with whatever you was used to. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand 100%. And, you know, I'm sure you inspire – you're probably inspiring a lot of people now because, like, you're the role model now. Like, you're doing it, you know? And, you know, like – like your music's playing on the Rock's commercials, like easy, like that. That's huge.
And he tagged me, and he showed me love too.
He did. So he tagged you. He showed. I saw all. Listen, I pay attention to everything, you know. Yeah. And that's huge. That's huge. Like what was that feeling when you saw that? Because the Rock, he's like the biggest celebrity in the world, you know. So like,
I mean, you know, my team. I got a great team, and I think it's like that's one of them things for me to come from. I'm from to be raised upon a Rock. Like, you smell what the Rock is cooking? Think as a kid watching that. Yep. And then hearing him, like, yo, song by Ace McCoy, and it's being played all over the world. I mean, all of that, to be able to hear my voice on all the TV shows I grew up on, Bel-Air, being able to be a part of all of these big things, it's a blessing, man. And it really shows, like, if you do really tap in, and it ain't like a gimmick. You know how everybody say, man, if you tap into your mind, you can really change. But you really can, though. Like, this ain't something nobody's selling to you. Like, this is free game. Like, if you start thinking, so for me to see that, that's crazy. For me to hear myself on all the TV shows, constantly getting phone calls of NFL wants for this, NBC, Hulu, Showtime, HBO. Come on, man, it's crazy. Like, and my voice is positive, though. I'm not going to give y'all nothing that's going to mislead y'all. Like, I come from that. So you ain't going to never hear me glorify all the, you know what I'm saying, all the BS or what most rappers that I can't really talk about something that almost destroyed my life and my people around me. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. Shout out to Rock.
Yeah, the Rock's great, man. We're gonna get him on a podcast one day. I'm going to get him on here. Sure. You know, what you know, I think that's what's attracted me to you and why I like you is because, you know, it is just – and I say it all the time, you know, and people think I'm crazy. People tell me, oh, you know – like, look, we had a blizzard this morning.
Right.
Yesterday, the day before, I'm working out. Some guys like, hey, what are you going to do tomorrow? You know, we're getting a blizzard. Like, you know, it's going to be tough. Like, how are you going to get your workout? And I said, what are you talking about? I'm going to do the same thing I did yesterday. I'm going to do today. He's like, yeah, but you're going to have a big snowstorm. I said, and? So, you know, I'm the first one up this morning. Same thing. Got my workout in. You know, my guy opened up the gym, so I was able to work out. I was the only one there the whole time. And I work out for like two and a half hours. I'm the only one there. But let's touch on that mindset for a short period because, you know, I'm a big believer, like that vision's everything. And I'm sure you've got in your head before this all happened, what it's going to look like and how you're going to map it out. Right?
Right. Exactly. Hell yeah.
So let's talk about that. So, cause I believe if you don't have a vision, if you don't see it clearly, if you don't put it in your mind, you're never going anywhere because dreams are great. Dreams are great, but dreams won't happen unless you put the vision and you set goals to get that. So coming from, you know, such an unbelievable transition, like you started seeing this picture. And then when did you actually say, you know what? I believe in myself. I could do this. And when was the point, Easy, when you got that taste where you're like the first, whether it was the first music video or whatever happened and you're like, oh my God.
I'd probably say in 2006. I mean, well, honestly, Mark, you know what? I'm going to be real. I always had the taste. As a kid, though, I was like, what if I do this? Like, I always was one. Everybody like, man, why you always talking about what if you got a mansion? Or like, that was one, or what if I had this? Or what if we didn't have to eat like this? I always was thinking like that. So I feel like for me, it was just something every day I knew it. Because I was like, man, I can't just be regular. Like, it was just something like, man, I don't want to be just known in my city for the dude that could have done something but didn't do it. Now look at him working not knocking nobody else who work at the gas station or do that or do that. But that, for me, I was like, man, I don't want to be that dude because I've seen a lot mad at music. So I knew what I wanted to do. And another thing for me is I told myself it every day and then went and got it. Like every day I had a thing on my wall. I told myself, I looked and said, this is what you're going to be. Even when it was hard and I wasn't that, you know what I'm saying? I knew, I was like, bro, like, even when I was like not doing what I was supposed to do, something in my mind was like, bro, you know, you ain't like you wasting time, you know? So it was always something that I had in me, man. And I think you got it in you. And I was listening to that voice all the time. So, I mean, it's just my tenacity, bro. And I believed it. Like I told myself, like, I'm going to be on Power. And I got the big Power, you know what I'm saying, trailer. I told myself, I'm going to do this one day. And I think for me, man, I believed it and I willed it with my hard work. Like, and you know, I believed in it, man. Like, really, when you say believe in it, like, it's like, well, I cannot be a nobody. I just can't be that person. I have to change. I got to be somebody for my family to look up to, and for example. Because, like, I don't know. Like, it's really that deep inside me. I can't even, like, you know, some you can't even teach people sometimes. Like, you could just say it over and over again, but if you don't really feel it, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just in me, though.
So let me ask you this, because people ask me this all the time, and I don't really get into my background, but, right. You know, I definitely, you know, did not have a great life growing up, I'll tell you that, but I don't really talk about that. But do you think the adversity and all the challenges put this type of tenacity into your bloodstream? Like, do you think it, like, put it into your body? Like, what if life would have been different? Do you think you still would have been that same person? Because people do talk about this, because I'm the big believer that adversity is the greatest thing in the world. And when you suffer, and I'm not saying everyone who's successful has to suffer, but when you suffer, it just creates a different type of person. But what would you think if things were different? Do you think you still think you'd be the same person you are?
Yeah, I wouldn't want it to be different, though, to be honest, because I probably wouldn't be like, I don't know what I'd be like, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? But I know, yeah, adversity, like you said, it did. Everybody telling me, ah, man, you ain't going to be that or this. And me feeling like that about myself, like all of that, going through that, hell yeah, it made me be like, bro. And plus, deep down inside, I knew, like, when you know, like, I know I'm great. Like, I know this ain't, why am I thinking like this all the time? Like, why am I looking like, man, I ain't supposed to be doing that? Like, I ain't supposed to be, even when I was doing it, though, I was like, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Like, this don't even sit well with me. You know what I mean? So adversity is everything. Like, I think people nowadays don't go through enough. It's so microwave internet. And people just think you can just, you got to go through it. Like, gritting and grinding. We work out. Like, I got to grit and grind. If I'm not hurting after the workout and really pushing myself, what we doing? We playing games. So the adversity going to make you grow, right? Like me, when I'm doing the plyometric push-ups and jumping around in 180 degree, like that adversity probably made me the strongest, doing pull-ups and all of that. I don't want to do no stationary work. I want to be at, you know what I'm saying, challenged. So for me, though, that gave it to me. And that's why nobody can't tell me like nothing. Like, it's just like who going to outwork me in the game? Are we talking about television and sync music? But tell me, even though I say it now, which hip-hop artist gonna work out with me? Nobody. I don't care, and they're not better than me. It's not even that like I got no problem, because a lot of them is friends. But even my friends, I feel like that when it comes to the rap. Like, bro, I am him.
Yep, but see, that's it. See, like I always tell people, I'm the baddest person in the world. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. I'm not saying that someone else is not better than me, but that's what I believe. And, you know, what
you touch on. Take how you want.
Exactly. And what you just touched on is really key, right? Because I talk about this all the time. You're staring something at your wall. So visualization, you have to obsessively stare over something. Like, I have a couple things in my cabinet that I open every day. It's a check that I'm going to cash in 2025. I can't tell you how much it's for, but it's a lot of money. I have a picture of a home that I want to build that's going to happen very soon. And I have a couple other things that I never share that are on that I know is going to happen, and I believe it.
Real talk.
So as you can see, you know, because easy is going to take over the game. I'm going to tell you that right now. I see it. I feel it. I believe it. And I just, it's coming, man. It is coming. So the same things that I share all the time, here's another person who's successful validating the same things. So take away what Easy's saying, because you got to have the visual component. You have to believe you're the best in the world. Now, Easy already puts that in his head. He's not showing any disrespect to other people. He's just saying that no one's going to outwork him, and that's what he has to believe. So you have to believe that about yourself, right?
Right. Real talk. You got to. That's the only way. And if we all believed it, ain't nobody be mad at nobody. We just push each other to be great.
Yep. So what are some new things, EZ, that you've been visioning that you see that's going to be happening soon? Because first of all, I don't watch any TV, like literally zero TV. But the one show I love is Power. I watch Power. I love Power. And when I heard you on Power, because at the first I didn't know you at that point, but when I replayed and I heard that, I was like, oh my God, like that's crazy. Like, and look, I want people to be successful. Like that makes me happy. Yeah. That brings happiness to me, you know? So what are some new things that you see that are going to be happening for you?
Well, there's a lot of things in the work. Obviously, I feel like 2021, we finna take over the whole sync field. I mean, I'm already getting deals from NFL and all type of DITA campaigns. I just really feel like taking up a notch. I'm gonna have 3 or 4 different projects coming out, all collaborative, you know what I'm saying? And then we got the Bel Air should be coming out. So I feel like I'm gonna release a project with that on the side of it. Like, that's a whole nother thing. I'm gonna be a part of the music on that. But like, I'm talking about like my whole, I got an artist project called The Experience. It's gonna be something different for the world to hear. It's not as aggressive as, you know, some of the stuff that we, it's a very personal record. I'm talking about my mother's being locked up for my little sister going to Harvard during all, you know, just breaking down my whole life, but in such a way that's so inspirational, that's different from a lot of the sync stuff. But really it's the takeover though. I just see the whole game. Y'all hearing me on everything. And if you don't hear me on it, you should call and ask why I ain't on it. Cause I'm finna be on everything. It's just mass production of quality music.
The music's fantastic, man. It really is. Like, I listen to it every day. I'm a big hip-hop guy. You know, I like everything, but obviously hip-hop's my main thing. And right. I love training, obviously, to hip-hop. And you know, music moves the world. Music moves the world.
Come on, man. We can't do nothing without it.
You can't. I'm always listening to music. I would be. I don't know where I'd be without music. But you know, this is super exciting. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know you and I talked briefly about this. So we talked about Jonah Lucas, obviously. I know you're going to be doing a track with him at some point. When are you going to be doing a track with Eminem? Because I love Eminem.
What'd you say about Eminem?
I said, when are you going to be doing a track with Eminem?
Man, that's crazy. That would just be crazy. You know, it could be a lot of politics with that. But shoot, hey, that'd be crazy. I'm with it. I'm with working with all of them for sure. Listen, I'm with working with all of them. I love to be in the studio with any one of them.
Whatever you believe you could achieve, you just got to put it. You just got to put it in your head, and you got to believe it. You got to believe it. You know, it's funny, and the reason I say that is because I like Joyner. I think he's awesome, and he was obsessed with Will Smith, and he did. Listen, that record he did on with Will was like so talented, man. Like just like and so well thought out, and just amazing. And next thing you know, he's collabing on a record with Will Smith, and now Will Smith's a good friend of his. Like, anything is possible.
And you know, like you said, you never know just because, you know, of Bel Air coming out and, you know, and that happening and me being a part of the music side on that from the original trailer and, you know, from us talking about the other stuff with my man Morgan. So, yeah, man, that'd be dope. You know, like you said, I be in L.A. all the time, man. It's easy to run into somebody really and get that click popping like that, too.
Yep.
It's easy, man. You know, whatever's destined gonna happen.
100%. So is there anything else you want to share? Other good things going on or things you want to, you know, bring up on the show?
Man, you know, just keep paying attention. Keep watching TV. If you do, watching all your shows. I'm the voice you heard about. You're going to keep hearing about EZ McCoy, my man, Josh York. I mean, you know, hey, we just going to keep keeping it right. You're going to keep playing my joints. I'm going to keep loving that. Just, you know, stay tuned. I'm everywhere like air, man. I'm telling you.
I love it. So, EZ, where can everyone find you on social media, websites? Where can people find you?
EZ McCoy, everything. Twitter at EZ McCoy, Instagram at EZ McCoy, Facebook, EZ McCoy, EASYMCCOY. Very simple, you know. And I'm going to keep everybody updated through that. I'm always on it.
I love it. Now, EZ, before we finish, a question I always like to ask everyone before I finish is, if you were doing this interview, what question would you have asked?
You? Or me, if myself? You.
Yep.
Oh, what question I asked me? Man, why you killing it? How you killing everything so much? Why you on everything? Why you? You know what I'm saying? Because I think if some of you don't watch TV, but somebody who do, they'll probably be like, "Bro, how are you on everything?"
So tell them. Tell them how.
How I'm on everything? My tell team. Them. I'm gonna be honest. My team.
That's right.
Because the work is dope. Like I do great music, but without the right producers. Without the right sync team that's pitching them and earning the relationships, it wouldn't work without my team, straight up. It ain't like all this stuff that this mass production and everybody here are quality. It's my brothers that's with me that people just don't see that call me with the ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's big like that. Yeah, my team.
So let's touch on that quickly because that's very important.
Yeah, my team.
So without your team, you wouldn't be able to do it, right?
Hell no.
Okay, so I tell this to everybody all the time. Teamwork always makes the dream work.
Sure.
And you have to take what you're not good at, your weaknesses, mm-hmm. and let the people that have the strengths in those areas run with it, because that's how you're going to grow. And honestly, people always tell me all the time, man, Josh, what you've done is amazing. I never say what I've done. It's what we have done, because everyone has to work together, because I know where I'm strong and I know what I'm not strong at. And you have to really focus on your strengths, delegate your weaknesses. Really good point, Easy. Really good point. Well, you do have a great team. Looking forward to watching you just achieve more and more success. You're just all over the place, man. And, it's a great pleasure to have you on the show. And I'm going to make some introductions to get you on some more podcasts, because I want to make sure people keep knowing about you, because you're a good guy. And listen, you know where to find Easy. Listen to his music. Check him out. Pay attention. And until next time, guys, remember to fuel your drive.
Hi guys, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, Fuel Your Drive. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And also, make sure you follow Gym Guys on Instagram. And of course, myself, Josh York GG. We're going to change the world, and we want to help you along the journey.